Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, we will discuss how a fiancé with substantial assets demands a prenup but refuses to fund independent counsel for his partner to review it. Let's unpack what this means and how women can protect themselves. So in the article, the fiancé's partner asks her to sign a prenup drafted by his attorney. But when she requested that he pay for her lawyer to review it, he balked. So this is a really good topic to talk about it because, you know, you wonder how should a woman approach a situation where her fiancé demands a prenup but won't pay for her lawyer? So I think you should really question who you're marrying at that point because what he should do, or she, if you're wanting a prenup, if you're going to the trouble to hire the lawyer and you've already drafted it, so you've paid your lawyer, generally it's not, you know, the same cost to hire a lawyer for your fiance to review it. That would be what I would recommend to a client. And I would imagine that that's what his attorney recommended. So I think at that point, you should ask, why not? And why are you being so stingy about this? And you're asking me to sign a legal document that will be binding that will probably severely impact your financial situation after a divorce, and he's not willing to do that, I would just question whether you're going to sign anything and or get married. Now, what are the legal risks if one party signs a prenup without independent counsel while the other has full legal support? Ladies, you're on your own. You're smart enough and you should have a lawyer. If you sign it and no one told you what's happening, the court will most likely uphold it in the event that you are challenging it after divorce. Because as adults, we have the right to contract and you are free to not have legal advice and sign it anyway. So don't think, oh, I can go play. Oh, I didn't know. And he pressured me. That's really not going to fly. You are probably smart enough to know you need someone to review it for you. And the court's going to assume that you are. So I would be very careful in entering into any legal document without advice from an attorney. Now, what clauses or protections should the less financially secure spouse or soon-to-be spouse insist on when the richer partner is drafting the agreement? You've got to, obviously, that's why you've got to consult a lawyer because you are, you know, going to be entering into agreement, a contract that is going to really lay out your financial circumstance, what's going to happen in the event of a divorce, and typically in what state will this be construed. Don't forget how important that is. We talk about all the time that states vary on their laws in regards to divorce. So you need to really know what that says. But you should absolutely have him pay for your lawyer. And you want that lawyer to be independent. You need to pick your lawyer. Don't have him pick your lawyer, although ethical considerations would prevent that lawyer from working in his interest. But you need someone independent. And you need to understand, does this document say what you think it says? Because very often it does not. You know, some of the telltale signs of prenup is unfair or really weighed heavily in favor of the wealthy spouse is that you walk away with nothing, whether it's titled jointly or not. That's huge. You should really not sign anything that is that extreme. But things that like go on and don't have what we call a sunset clause. I would say if you're married 30 years, it should terminate or the terms should change. There should be the longer you're married, the more you're entitled to. I would be very careful with that. It's really because it just won't say it. And you may think that, but this is a contract that you really cannot void on your own. So I would be very careful about that and that there are no provisions if you have children, because if there are provisions for a certain amount of financial support or division of assets, just in general, but it doesn't address that when you have children, that will increase. I would not sign anything like that. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about this or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 193, Fresh Starts After Divorce, how sister entrepreneurs built a support platform for women reclaiming their lives. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.